This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Come on, you know the answer to that already. I took lessons. You don't become this stupid without taking lessons. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, we have... Evan Say is going to join me in a little bit here, but, you know, it's just amazing to me how much information is coming out on how corrupt the previous administration was, how corrupt the FBI became or was weaponized. And maybe they were always like that. I don't know. And somebody, and this is tough for me because I have family in the FBI. And I got to tell you something. Somebody brought something up to me, asked me to stop saying that the agents in the FBI, you know, were great people, great guys, great women, whatever. And they brought up a good point. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I'm still going to say, for the most part, like in any kind of police force and or, you know, school district, you got teachers that are good, teachers that aren't so good. Police that are good, police that aren't so good. It's the same thing with the FBI. There were agents that knew what was going on. There were agents that were gathering information, knowing what they were gathering information for. And what kind of integrity do they have if they didn't step up, scream from the rooftops, as they say? Right? Come on, let's just call it what it is. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't want to paint, I do not want to paint that brush that says they're all bad. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, again, you want to talk about a sickness? These people are talking about how the dossier, or excuse me, the dossier, that we now, they knew was fake. The Dems knew it was fake. The FBI knew it was fake. Read the notes. And yet, even with all the notes, even with all that information, they still say it was valid. It was okay for them to do because they knew what the truth was. No, they didn't. And now we have a laptop that's been verified to belong to Hunter. Right? The agencies have all said, yep, these emails are valid and real. And now you got Dems coming out saying it's fake. It's a fake story. I mean, they to their own words, they now sound like Trump. And apparently, we're supposed to believe them. Nobody else, just them. I love it. I think it's hilarious. And I hope they keep it up. I hope they keep up the good work. Because it proves our point on a daily basis. This is what I keep trying to tell people. Don't slow them down. It proves our point on a moment-by-moment basis. Am I not telling you the truth? When Trump starts calling this stuff out and everybody makes fun of him, on the front end, and you can prove, easily prove, obviously, when he talked about the wiretapping. He had that one nailed too, didn't he? Come on, honest. So you know you've hit a positive note when you got the squad coming out after, you got Schumer coming out. They are, tonight, they are like running around their desks screaming like their hair is on fire. Right? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Biden, he wants to rotate the Supreme Court justices. I wonder how that's going to work out. Former Vice President Joe Biden indicated on Monday that he might be open to shifting Supreme Court justices to lower courts if elected president. He said that he hadn't made any judgment yet on the issue. There's some literature among constitutional scholars about the possibility of going from one court to another court, not just always staying in a whole time in the Supreme Court. Where is that? This is the first time I've ever heard that. And I stay up on this stuff. He went on to say that they're just a group of serious constitutional scholars. They have a number of ideas on how we could proceed from this point on. Why? What's wrong with what we're doing? No, seriously. It's been done like this for hundreds of years. What's wrong with this? You know what's wrong with it? The little brats didn't get their way. The little brats didn't like what went down. You'll have your chance. I hope to God not, but you'll, knowing the American people, you'll have your chance. And you'll be able to put whoever you want on the Supreme Court. You just can't wait that long, right? You've got to change it now. You're like a bunch of teenagers. In the middle of the game, you're changing the rules because you don't like it. You don't like the way things are working out. When you had control of the Senate and the House and the presidency, you were changing all kinds of rules, but you didn't care. It didn't bother you then. Why? Because you're better than us. You're smarter than us, aren't you? Barrett's nomination prompted a series of questions surrounding the institution of the Supreme Court. Democrats accused Republicans of hypocritically supporting Barrett's nomination after opposing that of Merrick Garland. Well, that's what politics is about, people. No, seriously. The days of, like, the gentleman kind of rules back up, they're gone. Yesterday's news. Kavanaugh was a bright, shining light on that. But those days are gone. They don't exist anymore. And you know what? Until you replace, well, I'm going to say, if you really look at the ones that are nastiest, you got to replace them first. You figure out who that is. Evan Saya joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. No, seriously. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. But let's get right to it because, I don't get him on that often. And when I do, I love having him on because the conversation is always great, always real. And we learn a lot about it. We're back at it with one of my favorite and I do mean favorite, guys to have on the show. Evan Saya joins me, as he does from time to time, and I mean that sincerely. I really do. He knows I'm not blowing smoke because he hasn't sent his check yet. I have no reason to blow the smoke. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have Evan on with me. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit, Evan, in a second about whether, you know, it's interesting that we have a fake dossier that was real and a real Biden laptop that seems to be fake. So we're not using the same thing that they're using as a dictionary. Your new book, The Woke Supremacy, though, it's an anti-socialist manifesto, and it shows how as many Americans grow more and more divided, that a woke supremacy takes an honest look at the Democrat socialist movement. It's a freaky movement is what it is. Hey, Evan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you?
Good. But it is. I mean, it is just so weird. We'll get to something else in a minute. But it is so weird that their dictionary is so much different than ours. You know, you look at Joe Biden's you want to call them rallies, or do you want to call them card games? I mean, there's only enough people usually for a card game at one of those things. And then Trump's got 30,000 people show up with 10 more outside. How in God's creation can they sell to us that we're losing by 9 points?
Well, because how can they sell that there was a Russian dossier where Donald Trump did all these horrific things when we knew there wasn't? How can, you know, even more dastardly and sinister, how can they sell to us that Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri was this gentle giant who had his hand in the air and was pleading don't shoot when yet another evil white racist cop gunned him down in the streets? A more important question than why do they? A more important thing to examine than why do they lie is what do they gain? What do they gain by promoting false narratives of racism? What do they gain by calling our Supreme Court nominee, who, as you pointed out, because I was on the phone, just got confirmed that it's illegitimate? What do they gain by siding with the Islamic terrorists? What do they gain by being diametrically opposed to all that is good, right, and successful?
I have no idea. That's why I called you.
That's why I asked the question. I was actually asking them myself. I was just doing both our jobs.
Well, thank you. I'll just hang up now. You go ahead and take over from here.
What they gain is power. What they gain is money. And what they gain is a step closer to the woke supremacy. It's a supremacist movement. And in every socialist supremacist movement that has ever been, it's the movement and power that drives everything. It drives their science. It drives their education. It drives their news. It drives their entertainment. You know, every supremacist movement is a totalitarian movement. And not only that, it's in every aspect of your life. You can't watch a football game without the totalitarians inserting their propaganda. You know, you can't go to the Target to pick up, you know, a T-shirt without their propaganda being part of it. So it's total, as in it's everywhere. There's nothing that is free of their supremacist efforts. And it's total as if it's 100%. They are great, and we are not just nice people who happen to be wrong, but we are evil, horrible racists. We have no moral standing. There's nothing that we say that has an iota of truth to it. We are all just deplorable people, irredeemably so, without a single iota of morality behind our concerns.
Oh, I did. Now you got to be really feeling bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole night. And to your point a second ago, you know, again, Barrett was just confirmed to the Supreme Court, and they've been fighting this and fighting this and fighting this. Not once had any one of them said that she was unqualified to be on the court. I mean, she didn't have the qualifications to be on the Supreme Court. They just didn't like what she stood for. They didn't like her religious belief.
And they never can, actually. They can't talk about what Donald Trump has accomplished. They can't talk about peace in the Middle East and 4 Nobel Prize nominations and finding missing children. And they can't talk about his successes with the coronavirus. In fact, you know, you can even think he handled it poorly, which is ludicrous. But it's not just that we are wrong. We are never less than evil. And that's a totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi, Maoist, Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist. That's the way that they operated. And that's so frightening, is not that we have disagreements with the political left, but that the political left has so many qualities that they share with every evil regime that has ever been, and that includes the authoritarianism, the totalitarianism, and the cancel culture. You know, we think of the atrocities of the other socialists who came before them. You know, the killing fields of Mao and the gas chambers and ovens of the National Socialists and the gulags and the exile to frozen tundra of the Marxist Socialists. And we say that's because they were different. No, that is socialism. Those are simply the more primitive technologies of what today we call a cancel culture. And the fact that they're not canceling us, they're marching us into gulags or marching us into death camps, they're calling for these things. All right, leading academics are calling for these things, but they don't need them now because the technology is such that you can cancel the other now through more sophisticated technological means. And Joe, this is exactly what George Orwell is warning about in the book 1984. Right, Orwell's genius doesn't come from his recognition of the innate qualities of authoritarianism and totalitarianism in any socialist regime. That was well known by everybody. Authoritarianism and totalitarianism were written into the perfect theory of socialism. Marx, okay, this is even before humans muck it up with our own shortcomings. In the perfect theory of socialism, Marx said there would first have to be, before they could get to the utopian world, a dictatorship of the proletariat who would violently take care of all the others.
Oh, my God. Hey, hold on. We got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism here on this show. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go anywhere. Evan Sayes, not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voted earlier in the evening 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. After taking the oath of office, Barrett thanked President Trump for the confidence he placed in her when he nominated her.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-556. Listen, just get back to it. I love having this guy on with me, and he's so full of information. We're back at it again. Always, always, always a pleasure to have Evan Sayet join me as he does, from time to time. And I really, really, really mean this sincerely. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me here on the show. And, you know, one of these days we'll have to get together again. I mean, seriously, this is crazy. I haven't seen you in so long.
I'd be happy, Joe. I'd be happy to get together with anybody these days. Just let me out of the house.
All right. I suppose we have to have somebody slip you the key again. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But, we don't want you around. There's a lot of crazy people out there. We're just trying to keep you safe. But, hey, listen, your book, The Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto, you guys have got to get a copy of the book. You really do. Hit it up on Amazon.com. And while you're there, grab his other books as well. Get informed. I am tired of cleaning up after some of you, ignorant people who are out there making statements, making comments, and you're just like they are. You don't have any facts behind you. You just heard it and you saw it fly by on your Twitter. Please, please, please get informed before you engage so guys like Evan and myself don't have to walk up behind you with a broom and clean up the mess. Evan, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, my pleasure, Joe. You know, may I continue from just before
please,
the break?
Please, go ahead. I'll go grab a sandwich. Go ahead.
Okay. the key part of the woke supremacy, which, by the way, is being called the most important book of our times by numerous people out there across. It's 4.9 stars with lines like the most important book I've written in the last 10 years on Amazon. But most telling to me, the military community, the intelligence community, the leading political people are saying this is the book you must read right now. And I wrote it to be that because I noticed, you know, the first rule of warfare is know thy enemy. I was watching the Democrats break out in their violent riots, and I'm listening to the pundits, and I'm listening to the politicians, and I'm listening to even the participants. And nobody really seemed to know just who the woke are, where they came from, what they want, what they're willing to do to get it, and most frighteningly, what is going to befall humanity if these people were to somehow win. And so I sat down to write the unified field theory of wokeism. You know, as you know, my previous book, right. The Kindergarten of Eden, was called The Unified Field Theory of Liberalism. Well, I sat down to write the unified field theory of wokeism. And the key to understanding wokeism is there are two parts to any movement. There's the ideology, and then there's the system. And the mistake that we make is thinking that socialism is an ideology. It isn't. It's an economic model and a global structural government system that can be embraced and has been embraced by any number of ideologies. You know, Hitlerism wasn't Stalinism. Stalinism wasn't Maoism. Maoism wasn't Leninism. Leninism, et cetera, et cetera. And Ocasio-Cortezism or Bernie Sandersism isn't Hitlerism. And we make the mistake of thinking that they want the same ideology as Hitler or the same ideology as Mao or the same ideology of Lenin Stalin that led to the killing fields and the gulags and the gas chambers. They don't. They have a different ideology. But the system is one and the same, and they all have certain things in common. Let's start with the fact that they were all, Hitlerism, Stalinism, Maoism, Marxism, were all utopian ideologies. They were all sought to create the perfect world of their imaginations. Now, what Hitler imagined the perfect world to be is different than what Stalin imagined the workers' paradise to be, which is different than what Mao, and it's different than what today's Democrats imagine the perfect world to be. But let's start with the fact, you know, John Lennon, imagine all the people living as one. Hitler imagined all the people living as one. It was just a different one because of his ideology. Mao imagined all the people living as one. It was just a different one. Stalin imagined all the people living as one, just like the song in that they sang during the coronavirus. You know, imagine all the people living as one. Well, in order for all the people to live as one, all of the others need to be eliminated. Now, who that one is differs from ideology to ideology to ideology. But the perfect world, according to Hitler, was the world where the one were Aryans. That's the word that they used to describe the perfect person, Aryan. Right? According to Stalin and Lenin, the perfect person was the proletariat. That's the word they used for the perfect person. Well, today's democratic socialists call the perfect person the woke. And in order to create the perfect world where there's nothing but the woke, the Democrats have to eliminate all of the others. Well, guess who the others are? It's you and me, Joe, and it's your listeners. And by the way, it's anybody who strays even one iota from the dictate of the leader. That was true of Nazism. That was true of Stalinism. That was true of Maoism. And it's true of democratic socialism. If you say one thing that isn't in goose step with today's Democratic Party, they will cancel you. Look at whether it's 50 Cent, or look at whether it's Jimmy Fallon, who made the mistake of tussling Donald Trump's hair, or whether it's Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone. I mean, even the most dutiful warrior for the cause, if they take one step away from goose step, they become the enemy, just like the rest of us.
You know, you hear all this stuff, and you know what's going on. It's just amazing to me I shouldn't say that people aren't. Some people are paying attention. Some people are looking at what's happening. Look, I was just talking to somebody about this stuff today, and he is a moderate Democrat, and thinking about switching parties at this point in time, he can't understand where his party went. When you look at things like, this is sorority now apologize for congratulating Amy Coney Barrett for her win. You know, this is a successful woman, right? There was a student senator that was impeached after somebody found a year-old pro-Trump a tweet of hers.
In every socialist movement that has ever been, whether it was Stalin's, whether it was Mao's, whether it was Hitler's, or whether it's today, one violation of their dictates is enough to see you marched into the gas chamber, is enough to see you canceled. And that's something that the Democrats out there who lean towards the left better understand, that unless they are willing to walk in utter goose step with the latest socialist movements, they'll end up in the gas chambers too.
Well, what's really interesting is when you look at what's going on, again, we used to be able to have some kind of dialogue. You saw what happened, I think it was this weekend in New York, where Jews were attacked, having a pro-Trump rally. I mean, my God, I can't imagine it was crazy, and yet they were attacked by Antifa, and we're told that we're the violent ones. I mean, the news, this is a deliberate attempt by the news. There's no more mistakes.
That's correct. You can no longer call it media bias. This isn't, there was always bias because it was out of the city and it was out of New York City, where you're going to tend to have a different bias than you might if you lived in Omaha. There was always going to be bias. This is utter corruption. This is Jake Tapper going on television every night and lying to the best of his ability, whether it's making the false dossier real, as you pointed out, or making the real laptop fake. It's a concerted effort to lie to the American people, because in the supremacy, that's what you do. And by the way, I didn't make this up. Howard Zinn, author of the single most assigned textbook on America and American history in our primary schools and colleges, Howard Zinn said, quote, "Objectivity is undesirable." Right? In other words, he don't tell the truth. And he explained why. He said, if you believe that history, all right, that was his milieu, history should serve a social purpose, if you think that it should in some way advance the causes of humanity, then you make your choices based on that. In other words, Zinn has publicly declared that he is a liar, that he rejects the objective facts and objective reasoning in favor of falsified claims because he believes he's helping advance humanity by advancing his supremacist ideology.
All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. Hold it right there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Evan Sayle will be with us after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Real As I said, hey, listen, I just want to get back to it. I don't want to waste any time. Evan, say it. Love it when he's with us, and I don't get him that often. So when I do, I just want to jump right in. We're back at it with Evan. Say it. Always love when he's on with me. Evan, I just appreciate so much your time with me. And again, people, you need to hop up to Amazon, get his latest book, The Woke Supremacist, The Woke Supremacy, an anti-socialist manifesto. And he's got so many other great books. Just head over there and check them out. Will you please? Because you really need to be getting, you really need to get informed. Some of you are, you can tell already tonight, I'm on the mantra, you're making me nuts, okay? And the stuff that you spew out is like, do some homework. Check it out. Don't just retweet the last tweet you saw. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you guys. Stop. Anyway, Evan, thanks for being with me.
Always my pleasure, Jeff.
All right.
I miss you.
So, listen, we are... I said this a couple of months ago, and I've said it a few times since, and it's really started to settle in, especially this weekend when I saw the attack on the Jews and realized This is an all-out war. This isn't even political anymore to a degree. It is an all-out war against an ideology that believes that they know what's better for us. We need to bow down to them. We need to do what they tell us to do. They want ultimate power.
First of all, it is war. It's a war that's actually been fought for the past 100 years. You know, I begin the woke supremacy by explaining that almost exactly 100 years ago, three things happened almost simultaneously that shaped the world as we know it today. The first was World War I, which left the most advanced cultures in human history physically decimated, financially bankrupt, and with a form of governance that was just no longer seen as viable. At exactly that moment, two ideologies that had never been on the world stage before burst upon the world stage. One was socialism. Marx had come up with the theory, you know, perhaps 80 years prior. It had never gone from theory into practice until the Russian Revolution. And so socialism became real, and what I call modern nationalism came upon the world stage as America became a force. And these two systems of governance, socialism and modern nationalism, have been at war ever since. When we fought Hitler, it was the war against a globalist socialist and those seeking to defend their national sovereignties and their fixed borders. Hitler wanted to take over the world and create the utopia of his imagination through a socialist system, and the nationalists sought to defend their borders and their national sovereignties. The Cold War was against the Soviet socialists and their desire to take over the world and the horrors that they inflicted in order to do so against those who sought to protect their borders. The Vietnam War was to stop the expansion of the Soviet communists, and the Korean War was to stop the expansion of the Chinese socialists. This is now what this war in America is about. It's about the system of socialism and those who seek to protect our freedom and our national sovereignty against their supremacist globalist ideology. The ideology of Marxism is different than the ideology of Bernie Sandersism. The ideology of Bernie Sandersism is different than the ideology of Hitlerism. The ideology of Hitlerism was different than the ideology of Maoism. But the system of socialism is one and the same, and it's been at war since Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Lenin, and America arrived on the world stage.
It's funny that I'm talking to you tonight, because I had a long talk with an educator today who actually agrees with me on this point. This is decades and decades and decades long effort of academia to condition our children, to condition our kids, and look at what's going on in the streets. Look what they believe to be true and right. Look what they see people that are conservative capitalists. Go ahead.
This is the second part of it. America had always been a nationalist nation. What nationalism means, what the nationalist believes, is that the world with its now 8 billion people, it's 7,200 religions, languages, it's 4,200 religions, and a whole host of further complicating things like varying climates, varying temperature, varying topographies. It's just too complex for the kind of one-size-fits-all globalist ideology of socialism. What we believe is that the best way of organizing the planet is through nation states, where local leaders with first-hand knowledge of local realities make policy in the best interest of the local citizens. Right? And America had always believed that. You know, we'll look after our own. Every citizen has the same rights. Even if we didn't always live up to the reality, that was the ideal of America. But the ideal of the supremacists has always been the only people who have rights are those who possess the supreme trait. So in German socialism, the only people who had rights were the Aryans. In Islamic supremacism, all right, the Islamist movement, it's only those who have the right amount of piety towards Muhammad who are entitled to rights and protections. In Marxism and Stalinism and Leninism, it was only the workers who had all the rights and protections. And in today's democratic socialist movement, it is only those who have the woke quality, the quality of wokeness. And if you don't, they can beat you up on the streets. They can spit in your food. They can punch you. They can violate every rule of the Constitution. There is nothing that the socialists, whether it was Hitler, Mao, Stalin, or the Democratic Party of today, holds sacred or considers to be beyond the pale in advancing their supremacist ideology.
So I believe Trump's going to win. I actually believe he's going to do more than win. I think we're going to take back the House and get a, pick up a seat or two in the Senate. That's my personal opinion, though. But even so, let's just say Trump just wins and things stay just the way they are now. I know your crystal ball doesn't work as well as mine does, but what's the next 4 years look like?
Well, it's not just the next 4 years. I put this in terms of, I see this election as the landing at Normandy. We have to win. We have to win. Even if we take losses along the way, even if we have to land successfully at Normandy. And if we do, all that means is we now have bloody fighting for the next many years ahead of us. Because the supremacist movement of today's Democratic Party is too entrenched. They're too entrenched in what they've turned into their ministry of indoctrination, the schools. They're too entrenched in the ministries of propaganda, news and entertainment. They're too entrenched in the ministries of social communications to simply think that having the President of the United States or even the U.S. Senate, all branches of the government is going to be enough to root out the evil of this evil movement that has taken over the Democratic Party. Right? So the first thing everybody has to recognize is that this is war. The Democratic Party is no longer the loyal opposition. They are people who will do anything and say anything, and they are comprised of evil people, not the rank and file. You know, Joe, one thing you have to keep in mind is that every such movement, only about 10% are the true believers. Only about 10% of the Germans were actual Nazis. Right? Only about 10% of the Democrats in the Old South were whites, were members of the Ku Klux Klan. Only about 10% of the Islamicists, the Muslims around the globe, are Islamicists. But the other 90% have been so steeped in the narratives and the orthodoxies of the supremacy and have been deprived of any alternative point of view that they simply regurgitate and act upon and embrace the narratives and orthodoxies of the supremacy. And so we're facing a long, hard battle that if we do succeed on November 3rd, we've landed at Normandy. Now we still have a fight ahead of us.
No, it's funny, as you're talking, I'm watching some of the news feed, too. Warren just said that we will do everything we can to restore the integrity of the court. So apparently now following the rules, the constitutional rules, is a lack of integrity. And this is how these people think. This is why we should be very, very afraid, isn't it? You have about a minute.
Well, in every supremacist movement, the other side, the other, is less than human. There is nothing that we do that is morally understandable. If you oppose post-term abortion, which used to be called murder, it can't be because you have a moral belief and a practical reason. You must be in a war on women. You must be part of an evil patriarchy whose demise, everything that we do and say, the left gives us no credit for even our humanity. And in fact, I'll finish up with this. When they went after Jimmy Fallon for tussling Donald Trump's hair, what was the word that was used most to describe his crime is that they had humanized Donald Trump. And what the left is doing today in its own advanced technologies is they're segregating us by cutting off our ability to communicate, and they're dehumanizing us. Well, that's what Hitler did. He dehumanized the other.
Agreed.
He segregated the other on the way to his final solution.
All right, listen, we're out of time. EvanSayIt.com. Head over to EvanSayIt.com. And, Evan, always a pleasure. And I'll leave you with this thought. No, I won't. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.